Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio. Sal Capaccio, Sal Capaccio
on WGR.
Hour number one rolls along here on a Tuesday. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Before we get to Sal here, we did mention the Pro Bowl announcements came out today. The Bills have three guys, all of whom have now become regular names that you see for Bills Pro Bowlers. That being, of course, quarterback Josh Allen, running back James Cook, and left tackle Deion Dawkins. I'm getting this from Ari Miroff, who is of the 33rd team. Mm-hmm. Teams with no Pro Bowlers. Two of them unsurprising, the New York Jets and the New Orleans Saints. The other one, man, if you would have said this to start the year, most people would have laughed at you. Right to the bank, Minnesota Vikings with no Pro Bowlers. That, what a disastrous year for them.
I think so. You know what's funny, though? Because this is a good time to bring Sal in on this discussion because I saw his tweet, so it made me go looking for it. Do you know what team is tied for the most amount of Pro Bowlers this year?
Ooh, I don't. I didn't see that. I saw about the Minnesota thing, which I agree with Zach. Oh, that's crazy to think about with that roster. That wouldn't happen. What team is tied for the most amount of Pro Bowlers this year? Give me 1 second.
Mm-hmm.
How about LA Rams?
No, the Rams, right division, the 49ers and Seahawks both have six. They are tied with two teams, Denver, and for some reason, Baltimore.
Mm.
Water's wet. Baltimore will have a lot of Pro Bowlers.
So Baltimore is one of them. I just tweeted out a little while ago. I normally don't care for this kind of stuff.
It's just, and this is where it got me started.
Popularity. Yeah, I normally don't care, but I will say I did care today because Reggie Gilliam, for what he's meant to the Bills' top rushing offense in the NFL, he got passed over for Patrick Ricard, who's played 9 games this year.
Water's wet. Baltimore will have their Pro Bowlers.
Baltimore has their Pro Bowlers.
Sal, it is something. I'm with you. I don't really care for the Pro Bowl. I won't watch the Pro Bowl games. I'm not part of that. I think the demographic that usually likes that stuff. But I care for it for guys' careers. I know some of these guys have that in their contract. Yeah. They get bonuses, the whole thing. And I don't know what Baltimore has done. It does not matter about their record. It doesn't matter who's starting at quarterback, by the way, because let's all remember Tyler Huntley did get voted into the Pro Bowl. They will have a ton of these guys. It does not, and it bothers me so much. It really does.
I think Huntley went because there was like injuries, right, or things like that. I'm not really sure, but either way,
eventually, but it got to thing, Tyler Huntley.
It eventually got to him, and it was just like, come on, what are we doing?
But you know, you're right. You remember back early in the season, it was like, oh my God, that Baltimore secondary has 5 first-round picks or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
Like, they're just not that good on defense, to be honest with you.
It feels like Kyle Hamilton and a bunch of dudes, which is, again, crazy to think about when you started the season because you have guys like Marlon Humphrey and stuff like that. But Hamilton's like the one guy I really like on their defense.
But Sal,
how many Bills fans mm-hmm. crush the Bills for not trying to sign whatever you want to say for Jair Alexander?
Right.
Right?
And then he's getting caught.
This is exactly, you can't a name. That's what it is. You have to, you know, think about and evaluate the player, not just the name.
Mm-hmm.
Jair Alexander did nothing, and then obviously he retired, whatever. I don't know what the situation. The point was, the Bills secondary is playing really well this year.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Sal, it's a bit of a weird day. Normally, you're off on Tuesdays, but with the Christmas holiday mm-hmm. being on Thursday, we got a little bit of a shuffle here for the Bills. They still play on Sunday, 4:25 at home against Philadelphia, but a little bit of a weird day today. We are expecting to hear from Sean McDermott again. Is that correct?
Yeah, today at 3:15 mm-hmm. or so, we'll hear from Sean McDermott. I don't know if he'll give us any more of an indication or update on anything different than yesterday. So a back-to-back day of hearing from him, and you know, I don't really know if that's going to matter in any regard. I would say, you know, and the other thing to think about here is, you know, we don't have any injury reports until tomorrow, and there's no media tomorrow. So Thursday's Christmas, kind of the same thing. At the end of the day, I think that you're probably not going to get much of an injury update until next week. Until the end of the week, till mm-hmm. Friday, when McDermott's on with me on the Extra Point Show. So, yes, but today we will hear from Sean McDermott. There will be a walkthrough today. Media will be allowed to get in after the walkthrough to talk to Josh Allen. We'll hear from him. He was named to the Pro Bowl. And it'll be like a normal Wednesday today, with the only difference is there's no actual injury report officially.
So, Sal, normally don't get to talk on Tuesday, so usually we jump right ahead to the next game, the next week, what have you. But I do want to talk a little bit about Sunday against Cleveland. It was a frustrating win. It's not surprising this year. They've had a few of those. They still get the win, and that's the important part. But, you know, it even started a little bit strange, even when you look at the inactives going in on Sunday, both Keon Coleman and Gabe Davis being inactive. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I was a bit surprised, but there's a numbers situation going on at wide receiver, and the way that Sean McDermott explained it yesterday was basically that. It's numbers. They really only want five wide receivers active apparently right now. They could go with six. They have seven on the roster, and that includes Mecole Hardman. He's kind of the fly in the ointment, not saying that as a negative way, but because he's a return man, but he also can help at wide receiver. They want him out in the field, and I know fans look and say, oh, wait a minute, he didn't even return the final punt. While McDermott explained, look, it was windy. He had just come back from returning punts. They trust Khalil Shakir back there. They wanted to make sure that he caught it and everything was good. So if you want to make the argument, well, if they don't trust Mecole Hardman, why is he active? I totally get it. Coming off the injury, though, not playing as much and not seeing as many punts, and Khalil Shakir's been back there, I understand that line of thinking. We'll see what happens. Now, as far as Davis and Coleman, they were healthy scratches. And McDermott said that, you know, their time will come and their opportunity, and they'll be ready for their opportunity. The Bills are basically, what they're doing is just trying to figure out the best combination of wide receivers, you know, how that looks. And it felt to me like what they wanted to do on Sunday against the Browns was go with more of a speed group. But maybe that changes against a team like the Eagles or a team like the Jets or in the playoff game, right? So we'll see. They're just trying to figure out a puzzle and put together the best combination as far as the game plan.
It ultimately did lead to a somewhat up and down performance, I think, Sal, from the offense. James Cook looked early like he was going to have one of those games like he did against Carolina. It didn't ultimately happen. And, you know, really the second half, I think overall, you know, I know Bulldog has talked about this to start this week, but like the game never felt in danger, Sal. But boy, did they want to make it feel tight. And it really did in the second half. Again, you know, they're playing a bad Browns team. They did a wonderful job against Myles Garrett, and that should be commended. It's just, it's one of those games, I guess, for me, Sal, where I'm looking at it and going, I don't know about this year. I know what the AFC playoff bracket looks like, but then I you know, later go on and watch Jacksonville going to Denver and beat them by 14. And Trevor Lawrence has, what, 10 total touchdowns in like his last two games? And I'm just like, oh man, it both feels like the easiest path the Bills have had in years in the playoffs, and it in equal measure feels like the hardest because of the Bills themselves.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, Jacksonville's playing great football. There's no doubt about it. If you want to, you know, put yourself in a position of, you know, playing certain teams in certain games, of course, that team right now looks like they're going to be a tough out, right? But, you know, that they're playing their game at that time. The Bills are playing their game at their time. The Bills are playing the Browns. The Jacksonville Jaguars are playing the Denver Broncos. You can't play each game. Each game's got to be played separately. You can't play different teams in different weeks. As I always say, every game, every week, its own DNA, right? But as far as the Bills' offense last week, I think it's important to remember that, as you brought up, they did a great job on Myles Garrett, but I think it also limited the offense a little bit because they were so focused on Myles Garrett. What I mean by that is, if you go watch the game, I mean, a lot of stuff was just to the right. Josh Allen rolling to the right. I think the Bills kind of played half a field game a little bit against the Cleveland Browns, and I do think that limited their offense. And on top of that, they made a few mistakes. They dropped passes. You know, Josh was 12 of 19, but he had a clear drop by James Cook in the first play of the second half, I believe it was. He had a clear drop by Brandon Cooks. He had a clear drop in the end zone by Dawson Knox. I mean, those are big plays. Josh actually missed Khalil Shakir on an open. They made their share of mistakes. So it should have never been as close as it was at the end. But I also think they kind of reduced the field on offense and intentionally limited what they could do to make sure Myles Garrett didn't wreck their game.
Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline here. Sal, as the Bills officially clinch a playoff berth, by the way, last night, thanks to the Colts losing to the 49ers, it does really feel like that the seven teams within the postseason field have relatively been set at this point. Like, yes, Indianapolis is not totally eliminated, nor is Baltimore in their six Pro Bowlers, but I do have to say, what is it, like, when it comes to this playoff field, how comfortable are you feeling when it comes to what the Bills are capable of compared to the rest of the AFC and the other six teams that are relatively set in place?
The Bills can beat any team in the field. They can also lose to any team in the field. Right? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. And I think we've seen that, especially going on the road. And they're going to probably have to go on the road for three straight games the way it looks. Now, a lot can happen. They could be a five seed and still host a six or seven and, you know, down the road in the championship game or something like that, you would hope, right? That'd be great, no doubt. But as it stands right now, if you're a 4, 5, or 6, I'm sorry, if you're a 5, 6, or 7, you're probably going on the road for three straight games. And we know the Bills on the road just haven't been the same team as they are at home. And you think about some of the possibility of the places they could go. You go to Denver, that's a tough place to play. Mile High Stadium, the air is different. The crowd is tough, no doubt about that. You go to New England, they just saw that a couple weeks ago, right? That's a team that's up and coming. And, you know, that's a tough divisional opponent on the road. You hope you don't have to go to Houston. No doubt about that. I think Bills fans are okay with going to Pittsburgh. But, guys, at Pittsburgh right now, Pittsburgh could wind up resting their older players because it looks like they're going to get basically locked into the 4 seed. So maybe you're playing a team coming off rest. I think all of that adds up to, yes, of course I love the fact that they have Josh Allen and there's no Patrick Mahomes and no Joe Burrow and maybe no Lamar Jackson. But this is going to be a tough road to go every game, three games on the road. You can't look ahead to each game. You just have to play every game as it is. You go into that game with a solid game plan. You get out and you do it the old Jim Valvano from NCAA basketball. You survive in advance. And that's what this is going to come down to for this tournament. It's great, though, to have the Bills in the playoffs already. We know that. 7 straight years is impressive. It really is. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what team you are and what league you are. When you make, you know, in the NFL especially, you know, it's not like hockey or basketball where a lot more teams make it, basically. But you make the playoffs in the NFL for 7 straight years. That's impressive. You win division title for 5 straight years and still are alive here for a 6-1, even if they don't get it. That shows a consistency that you normally don't get. The Bills are now the longest active playoff team in the NFL with 7 straight years now that Kansas City is out. And I get it. They haven't won. They haven't made it to the Super Bowl. They haven't even won an AFC championship, no doubt. And fans are disappointed, and the standard is there. And this talk is totally different in a few weeks. If they lose, nobody's going to care. They made seven straight. I get it. But I do think you have to take time to recognize how consistently good they've been compared to the rest of the league when you think about it.
And Sal, yeah, and we'll get to the Philadelphia Eagles and that matchup more tomorrow. But last thing on this, Sal, I mentioned it to start the show that I don't want to call them the model of success because I think that does leave open, they haven't won a Super Bowl, and I think that's right. They have, though, been the model of consistency. McDermott, Allen, Bean, for the criticisms I have for two of them, notwithstanding, they have been able to build maybe the most consistent team in football. Their floor is 10 wins. I think that 10, maybe even 11 wins. I think you can take that to the bank. And it is, ultimately, Sal, look, Patrick Mahomes is healthy for 99% of the we're still in the playoff hunt Kansas City Chiefs this year. He gets hurt on the last drive of the season, and they were still looking to be out of the playoffs. And yet the Bills, outside of like a few moments, really just not had that worry. Because even you go back a few years ago, they just light up December and they're 11-6 and no worries.
This is why I hate, really, it annoys me, the talk of what does it say about, it's specifically about Josh Allen. What does it say about Josh Allen if he can't get to a Super Bowl in this year and this field with all these guys out? And my response is, well, what does it say about the guys who couldn't even make it to the field?
Right.
I mean, like, either way, he's going to advance farther than Patrick Mahomes or Lamar Jackson, it looks like, or Joe Burrow. I mean, it's the whole thing years ago, whether you like LeBron or hate him, and I know he's polarizing, I used to think this about LeBron when people would bring up his finals record. Well, he's lost all these times in the finals. I'm like, dude, he's making it. You're comparing to people who can't even get there. Like, what? Mm-hmm. How is that even, how does he get docked for that?
I was going to say, you're going to open up Pandora's box here, but I'm like, the man made 10 finals. We're not going to all of a sudden start picking and going, well, but he lost this one. No, he made 10 of them. It's incredible. All right, Sal.
I know, right? You bring that up, people bring that up, but what about the dudes who couldn't beat him to get there? He should be penalized for that and looked, it's ridiculous. So anyway, you're right. What the Bills have done here is super impressive, but obviously the journey's not over, and obviously we know what the goals are, and obviously those are still ahead of them here. There are way too many playoff possibilities that I'm going so far down the rabbit hole, and having Christmas this week and watching games and being home, probably not good for my, my scatterbrain to try and go down the rabbit hole, because all I keep doing is doing all the math on these games going on and where each team can finish and all the seeds. And I'm talking, every seed is still available, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It does not matter. You don't know. The Bills could still win the division. We know that. And then they could be like a 2 seed. Heck, the 1 seed's even in play. But even if they don't, you look at what's happening. They could still travel to Pittsburgh, Denver, Jacksonville, LA Chargers. All these teams are still on the
Houston,
table.
Houston, unfortunately, is in that conversation. Oh, yeah. Everything's there.
Yes, no doubt.
The only seed they can't get is the 4, Sal. And that's just how crazy this season has been as a whole.
Better strap in, though. Your mental health on Christmas is going to be tough with all backup quarterbacks.
Oh, hey, I think those games, we can ignore those.
I'm sorry, guys. I think I was talking over you. I apologize.
No, it's fine.
You said the only seed they can't get is the 4, right? Yeah, and that's right. And it brings up the whole debate from last week about reseeding playoffs and all that. And it's a really good debate. I don't know. You look at the AFC and the NFC. Take a look at the NFC for a second. You're going to have probably, let's just say right now, San Fran and LA Rams, both those teams are going to go on the road to teams I think that everybody would say they're better than.
Yeah.
In one case, one of them is going to go on the road to play Tampa or Carolina, and the road team, in this case would be the Rams or the 49ers, let's say, would have 4 more wins than the team they're playing at.
Yep. We get these weird years every now and then. I think it makes it more exciting, but it also can be very frustrating when even at times to a team with a losing record is all of a sudden hosting a playoff game. Sal, we got to run, though. We're a little bit late. We'll talk again tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day. Happy Festivus.
All right, you got it, guys. Have a great week.
Zach Baccio there on the Wester Hotline. By the way, last thing on the Pro Bowl, Zay Flowers made it for the Ravens, of course, one of their 6. Mm-hmm. He has more fumbles than touchdowns. He has 3 fumbles to 2 touchdowns. I love that we do this every year. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show, 803-0550, the number to call, one and jump on, talk playoff, matchups, potential, what have you, or even the Sabres as well. We'll get to them more in the second hour as they look for their 7th straight win tonight at Ottawa. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.